Good evening. This is Akashvani and I am Abhishek Mukhopadhyay with the news at 9. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates two-day conference of governors at Rashtrapati Bhavan, asks governors to suggest ways for inclusive development of people of scheduled and tribal areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges governors to play a role of effective bridge between centre and state. Centre approves 8 important national high-speed road corridor projects to improve logistics efficiency and enhance connectivity across the country. More than 6,000 stranded pilgrims, devotees rescued in Uttarakhand so far. Relief and search operations in full swing in landslide-hit areas of Himachal Pradesh and Kerala. Air India announces suspension of all flights to and from Tel Aviv until August 8 due to tensions in West Asia region. In Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar qualifies for 25-meter air pistol final. Indian men's hockey team beats Australia in its last group stage match. And in cricket, Sri Lanka set a target of 231 runs for India in the first ODI of the three-match series in Colombo. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurated the two-day conference of governors at Rashtrapati Bhavan in New Delhi today. The conference will cover a wide range of issues that play a critical role in not only shaping the centre-state relations, but also promoting welfare schemes for common people. In opening remarks, the President said the agenda for this conference included carefully chosen issues that are crucial in achieving the national goals. She said that the deliberations of this conference would be an enriching experience for all participants and help them in their functioning. The President said that with the implementation of 3 new laws related to criminal justice, a new era of justice system had begun in the country. President Murmu also said that for the smooth functioning of democracy, it was crucial that the various central agencies work with better coordination across all the states. She advised the governors to think about how they, as the constitutional heads of the respective states, can promote this coordination. We have a report.
The President said that the national education policy emphasized upon improving the accreditation and assessment system of educational institutions. She urged the governors to contribute to this reform process in their capacity as the chancellors of state universities. The President also said that the government had been giving utmost priority to the development of the poor, the border areas, the deprived sections, and areas and people left behind in the development journey. She pointed out that a large section of tribal population lives in the scheduled and tribal areas, and urged the governors to suggest ways to achieve inclusive development of the people of these areas. Addressing the conference, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar referred to the oath of the governors and urged them to discharge their constitutional responsibility of making people aware of social welfare schemes and incredible development that have taken place during the last decade. In his address, Prime Minister Narendra Modi urged the governors to play the role of an effective bridge between the centre and the state and interact with people and social organisations in a manner to co-opt those who are underprivileged. He said that the post of the governor was an important institution which could play a crucial role in the welfare of the people of the state within the framework of the constitution, particularly with reference to tribal areas. Shefali Singh from Akashwani News Desk.
Union Cabinet has approved 8 important national high-speed road corridor projects of length 936 kilometers at a total cost of 50,655 crore rupees to improve logistics efficiency, reduce congestion and enhance connectivity across the country. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav today informed about the Cabinet decisions.
आज बहुत बड़ा एक फैसला हुआ है पूरे देश में 8 बड़े नेशनल हाईवे के प्रोजेक्ट जो कि एक्सेस कंट्रोल्ड एक्सप्रेस वेज है आज कैबिनेट कमेटी ऑन इकोनॉमिक अफेयर्स ने प्रधानमंत्री श्री नरेंद्र मोदी जी की अध्यक्षता में अप्रूव किए हैं ये प्रोजेक्ट्स 935 किलोमीटर की टोटल लेंथ के हैं और इसमें 50,000 करोड़ रूपये का इन्वेस्टमेंट होगा.
In Uttarakhand, relief and rescue operations continued for the second day today to evacuate the pilgrims stranded at Kedarnath Dham and Yatra route. Our correspondent reports that more than 6,000 devotees have been rescued so far.
Indian Army's Chinook and Mi-17 helicopters were deployed to rescue the pilgrim stranded at Kedarnath Dham. Due to bad weather, the helicopters could not fly back after bringing the stranded people once in the morning. However, with the help of NDRF, SDRF and police, the rescue operations on foot continued. There is information of about more than 500 devotees stranded at and all are said to be safe. In the rescue operations conducted today, about 1,500 pilgrims were taken to safe places through walking routes and about 600 devotees were rescued safely from the Yatra route with the help of 4 helicopters. Due to rain and landslides, the Kedarnath Yatra has been suspended till further orders. Meanwhile, the Met Department has issued an orange alert for heavy to very heavy rains at some places in Chamoli and Bageshwar district tomorrow. Along with this, light to moderate rains are also expected in other parts of the state. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
Relief and rescue operations are continuing on a war footing to search for missing people due to heavy rain and landslide-related incidents in Himachal Pradesh through the last 2 days. 6 bodies have been recovered in Kullu, Mandi and Shimla districts, while 47 people are still missing. We have more from a correspondent.
The rescue operations are going on in full swing to search for people missing in cloudburst incidents in Mandi, Kullu and Shimla districts of the state. Teams of NDRF, SDRF, Army, Air Force and district administration are engaged in the rescue operations. Bodies of 2 children have been recovered today in Ramban of Mandi district and a total of 6 people have died in these incidents so far. 65 houses have also been damaged due to this disaster. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Sukhvinder Singh Sukhu today visited the Samaj near Rampur in Shimla district and took stock of the affected area. The Chief Minister met the families of the missing people and consoled them and assured them of all possible assistance from the government. Ritesh Kapoor, Akashwani News, Shimla.
In Kerala, search operations were held in the landslide hit Wayanad by dividing the affected area into 6 zones where 40 teams were deployed. Rescue workers today fanned out to different affected areas. We have a report from a Kochi correspondent.
Rescue workers retrieved a few more bodies today from the debris. They also conducted search over a vast area along the banks of Chalia River in Malappuram district, where more bodies were found after they were washed away in the landslide. Over 300 persons have reportedly lost their lives in the tragedy so far. Meanwhile, Army and rescue workers are continuing the search for a possible survivor in Mundakai area after a ground-penetrating radar detected threat signals from beneath the debris. An earth-moving equipment has been deployed in the area and the debris is being removed with great care. With Arun Vincent in Wayanad, Raj Mohan, Akashwani News, Kochi.
This is Akashwani giving you the news for quick news updates around the clock. Follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Rajya Sabha today took up discussion on a private member resolution moved by DMK member M. Muhammad Abdullah, urging the government to repeal NEET and NTA and revert to medical admissions based on the criteria of state governments. Intervening in the discussion, Leader of the House and Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda said that the National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET provides a robust and very systematic system for admissions in various disciplines of medical education. He appealed to the members not to undermine this system, as NEET is a very good medium through which students from village and remote areas can get admissions in MBBS and BDS. Mr. Nadda said that previously medical education had become an open business. The health minister added that the exam is now conducted in 13 languages and students from government schools have also benefited from this.
आज 13 लैंग्वेजेस में मेडिकल एलिजिबिलिटी एंट्रेंस टेस्ट के कारण केरल का, तमिल का, उड़ीसा का आदिवासी बच्चा, गुजरात का कोई आदिवासी बच्चा, दूर दराज के इलाके महाराष्ट्र के गढ़चिरौली का बच्चा आज मेडिकल एजुकेशन में इसलिए आ रहा है कि अपनी भाषा में वो मेडिकल का एग्जामिनेशन दे रहा है और इसने रीजनल एस्पिरेशंस को कवर करने का पूरा प्रयास किया है, यह भी हमको ध्यान में रखना चाहिए.
Earlier, speaking on the resolution, DMK member M. Muhammad Abdullah alleged that NEET examination is directly against the principle of social justice. Other members, including Shakti Singh Gohil of the Congress, Jawahar Sarkar of AITC, Raghav Chadda of AAP and Dr. John Vritas of CPIM, also participated in the discussion. However, the discussion remained inconclusive. Later, the House was adjourned for the day. The Lok Sabha today took up discussion on demands for grants related to the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare for 2024-25. Initiating the discussion in the House, Tariq Anwar of the Congress alleged that sufficient budgetary allocation was not made in this year's budget to improve basic health facilities in the rural areas. Dr. Sanjay Jaiswal of the BJP said government is paying special attention towards the education and health sector. He said in 2014 there were only 387 medical colleges in the country, which now increased to 706. Mr. Jaiswal said there were only around 51,000 medical seats in 2014, which have now increased to more than 1 lakh. Lalji Verma of the Samajwadi Party said health budget was decreased as compared to financial year 2023-24. Rampreet Mondal of the JDU hailed the budgetary allocation of 90,659 crore rupees for health sector in the union budget. Daggumala Prasada Rao of the TDP urged the Union Health Minister to consider to set up a comprehensive cancer hospital in Andhra Pradesh. Other members also participated in the discussion. After that, the House took up the matters of urgent public importance in which members raised several issues. After completing it, the Chair adjourned the House for the day. Air India has announced the immediate suspension of all flights to and from Tel Aviv until August 8, 2024, citing safety concerns due to the ongoing situation in parts of the West Asia. The carrier emphasized that the safety of passengers and crew is the top priority. Affected travelers with confirmed bookings during this period will be offered a one-time waiver on rescheduling and cancellation charges. Air India stated they are continuously monitoring the situation and will provide updates as necessary. This move comes as tensions in the region continue to escalate, potentially impacting air travel safety in the area. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a three-nation visit to Fiji, New Zealand and Timor-Leste from 5th to the 10th of August. Briefing media in Delhi this afternoon, Secretary East Jaydeep Majumdar said this would be the first ever visit by the President of India to Fiji and Timor-Leste. Former senior officer of Indian Information Service Kamalkant Pant died after prolonged illness in Gurugram today. 64 years old, Mr. Pant retired from the Central Bureau of Communication in the year 2020. Prior to this, he served in many units of Ministry of Information and Broadcasting, including Akashvani News. In Paris Olympics, Manu Bhakar has qualified for the 25-meter air pistol final, while Indian men's hockey team defeated Australia 3-2 in its last group stage match today. Double Olympic medalist Manu Bhakar finished second in the women's 25-pistol qualification, shooting at a total of 590, 294 in precision, 296 in rapid, out of a possible 600, and reached a third final of the tournament. Archers Ankita Bhagat and Dheeraj Bomadevara lost to the USA in the bronze medal match. We have details from a correspondent who is covering the Paris Olympics.
Indian athletes will be in action early morning in the French capital today. The men's 20-kilometer race walk features Pranjit Singh Bisht, Akshdeep Singh and Vikas Singh. Meanwhile, in the women's 20-kilometer walk, Priyanka will be India's lone challenger. In archery, Praveen Jadhav will clash with China's Wenchao Cao in the men's individual elimination round. Swapnil Kushale is our country's big hope today in the 50-meter rifle men's final. In hockey, India faced Belgium in a Group B match. In badminton, strong medal contenders Ranki Reddy and Chirag Shetty will battle it out against Malaysia's Achia and W. So, while an all-Indian men's single round of 16 between H.S. Pranoy and Lakshya Sen is also lined up in today's schedule. Stay tuned for our hourly updates and lots more on the Akashwani network. This is Savio De Noronha in the French capital of Paris.
Chasing the target of 231 runs set by host Sri Lanka, India were 183 for 5 in 38 overs in the first one-day international of the three-match series in Colombo when reports last came in. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu inaugurates two-day conference of governors at Rashtrapati Bhavan, asks governors to suggest ways for inclusive development of people of scheduled and tribal areas. Prime Minister Narendra Modi urges governors to play a role of effective bridge between centre and state. Centre approves 8 important national high-speed road corridor projects to improve logistics efficiency and enhance connectivity across the country. And that is all in the news at 9. Good night.